hooked up, why don't we become silent and prepare our hearts for worship?
Adjustments, and we're doing things a little different than we normally do, but we're very, very grateful that we actually had the opportunity to do things a little different tonight. But not only have to, until we get to that thing. We're also grateful that you're here. And you let us know whatever you need to make it a little easier on this call. So.
Okay, the first song tonight is Thank You Jesus. Let's stand and sing and praise the Lord. Robert De Niro's last name?
McGowan.
Two more people from Ravenwood that lost their life. One in a car accident and the other one was a teacher that died last night. So I know you guys are up to play this year.
My grandfather was a brand four. He now has pneumonia and he's got some kind of virus in his blood. So,
close your eyes. good times and in bad times, Lord. Thank you for forgiveness of our sins, for we are all sinners. Just thank you, Lord, for loving us so much. Lord, many prayer requests tonight. We want to thank you. Tim McGowan and the McGowan family. Jim Dale's family. Patrick's grandfather. Jenny.
Oh,
Brittany Liam, another sign of answer prayer, because we've been praying for her since last November. Some of us in here knew Brittany, some of us, most of us didn't, but you have been in our prayers every Sunday and Wednesday in 3 weeks since your accident, and we're just thrilled to death to have you here with us tonight. Okay, Miss Brittany. Leaking on his hand out of nowhere, and He used that to grease my leg, and it slipped right out. By the time the paramedics got there, I had already lost over half my blood, and he had told them that if they didn't stop the bleeding, I was going to bleed to death. And he was 30 seconds out from going and getting my mom so she could make eye contact with me so she could tell me bye, because they didn't think I was going to make it. After he told somebody about the blood flow, it was like somebody had turned a faucet, and I just stopped bleeding. Couldn't explain that. We headed for Vanderbilt, and the orders had already been placed to remove my left leg and possibly my right. When I got there, they immediately took me through the ER and headed to the OR because they thought I was bleeding internally. And they operated. They gave me a less than 20% chance to live. While they were stabilizing my neck, one of the non-fancy title doctors called the head orthopedic surgeon at Vanderbilt about my leg at 2:30 in the morning. The doctor could have easily said, you know, don't call me, I'm hanging up the phone, I trust the trauma doctors, I'm not on call. But at 2:30 in the morning, he got out of bed and came down to Vanderbilt, and he told the trauma doctors, you saved a life, I'm going to save a life. And he did. I ended up breaking both tibia and fibulas in my legs and my shins. I broke both my femurs, my left lung compound, which means it came to the skin, and my left leg was also degloved, which means all the meat, the muscles and tissue was just gone. I broke my pelvic bone in two places, three of my five fingers on my right hand, and my C2 vertebrae, which is also called a hangman fracture, and I should have died instantly, but I didn't. Zach broke his left arm, his right shoulder is dislocated, and he broke his right leg. He had a ruptured spleen. He had a massive head trauma. Children's Hospital for 4 weeks, and Vanderbilt Dahlberg Rehabilitation Hospital for 4 weeks. A total of 96 days in the hospital. I missed most of my senior year, and it wasn't fair. When they told me that I didn't make it, I completely hated God. I didn't want anything to do with God, and I felt cheated. I felt like I was a good kid, and I didn't deserve it. I think it's a severe depression, and I just didn't care what what? Okay. On Facebook, I want to have something. I want him to say something. I don't know how to say it. I know that several kids in our congregation this year go to Redwood High School. And how many is it this year that we've lost? Five. We've lost five kids this year, either to accidents, murders, or leukemia, or some other. And I've heard a lot of you asking why. Where is God? Well, I think Brittany just answered that for you. But I think God is speaking to us through her that through all things He will be glorified. So just hold on to that. And hold on to what Brittany said about people that she didn't even know to show God to her. Show God to everyone you come in contact with, because you never know what it's going to change their life. So I'd like for you all bow your heads, let's close in prayer.
Thank you. I knew how. I wish I could play if I showed you. King, you done passed me. Practice, practice, practice. Hours and hours and hours of practice.
Yeah.
don't get up. I don't know. Who? You better call her. Always good to see you.
Can't do it every day.